The Jen, Gabe, and Chewy podcast is sponsored by Celsius Energy Drink, and I am here to tell you it makes a huge difference in my mornings. With a unique blend of essential energy and key vitamins, Celsius is your partner to an active lifestyle. My favorite, the peach vibe. Learn more at Celsius.com and pick up Celsius Energy Drinks today.
Showtime. The right way to start your day. This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
But yesterday, guys, I had a first time ever in my 43 years. I got an allergy test.
Hi, what are you doing in this neighborhood?
Nothing really. You eat here?
Yeah. So how's my money?
Well, it's still green.
What, do you got a cold?
No.
I had an allergy test when I was like 6.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Yeah, I had one when I was young.
I never got one.
Do they still prick the forearm and this and this and what bubbles and...
Yeah, lots of pricks.
Yeah. Hey, say, where's the bathroom?
Bathroom's right over there.
Great.
I am happy to report this morning that I have one allergy. One. The whole arm, left side, right side, full of spots, full of pricks, one allergy. Do you want to guess? And if you guess Dario, you're close.
What do you mean sniff?
Sniffing with his nose.
Jerry, he probably had a cold.
No, he didn't. I asked him.
So what do you say?
I don't know. You know, what if...
drugs? You think he's on drugs?
I don't know.
This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy, broadcasting live from the Gruber Law Office's One Call That's All studios at The Avenue with Gabe Neitzel and Mark Chamora. Here's Jen Latta.
She wants to ride it, she's trying to hide it. I'm cool as ever, she's too excited. Her man look like he wanna fight. He ain't doing nothing but running his mouth. Talk about it, we all about it. They make the plans, we sit and count. Our chairs stacked just like a mountain. You heard about it, she running her mouth. She
you guys need to stop bullying, okay? Cool, I am sick of the bullying. Chewy was right, Chewy was right. I'm not playing the Chewy was right until we get some actual confirmation that he was in fact right, which we don't have. There is no confirmation that these rumors, these chirping, these birdies, these things that are being said on the interwebs about Jordan Love are in fact true. So while Chewy's been peacocking around this morning, gotta let me fly.
Here's the deal. I will give you to the end of the show to join my side without penalty.
I'm in.
Without penalty. Okay?
You saw me!
Otherwise, forget about
it. What would the penalty be? I have to weigh my options here. I either have to come over to your side, which is that the Jordan Love deal will, in fact, be announced by Monday.
I'm thinking
on
eyebrow.
Monday evening.
Well,
by Monday evening. I don't want to make it seem like if Monday comes, then it has passed.
I mean, Monday afternoon, because he thinks it's going to be done and announced at the shareholders meeting that afternoon.
Yes, yes, yes. And I am not willing to come over to your side. But I do need to know what the penalty is. If I have to take another bleep, bleep, ACT.
I'm thinking an eyebrow.
An eyebrow?
You have what? A month until you have to go on camera? It'll grow back.
You got two of them. Yeah. It's a big deal.
No, I'm not giving you an eyebrow. Something off the face. Off the face.
Ah, toenail. Ripped out. Which hurts.
I think you'd rather lose the eyebrow. At least you can kind of paint the eyebrow on.
I've lost toenails before doing the marathons and the long distance running. So been there, done that. I feel like I can handle that more than I can handle giving up an eyebrow. So just to get you all caught up, apparently there were some rumors circulating on Twitter and on the internet saying that maybe... the two sides were getting close. The Packers and Jordan Love were getting close, that maybe a deal was imminent. Now, I want to be clear. There's a lot of nuance in these words. Gabe, do we think a deal between Jordan Love and the Packers is imminent? Yes, we do, right? Like, that it's going to happen eventually.
Yes.
So...
I guess is there a time stamp that goes with imminent?
Correct. The nuance in here is, and no, I don't think... I think imminent is thought to be short-term, but really it's kind of nebulous. The thought term here by these tweets that went out and that got everybody all, I mean, Joshy, it feels like you got a little wrapped up in the tornado.
Oh, yeah. I thought that was all good.
Was that for effect?
The person who started the rumor mill is a person who's been very, very right on things that were ways out. There was no indication of when... The when came from people trying to do a little sourcing, trying to get information, which is where the Chewie is right sort of thing started for me. But so far, I've seen only a cheesehead and a handshake emoji under Jordan Love tweets that had previously been tweeted. So the information is sparse. But I think definitely there's some smoke there.
So this Twitter account that we're taking this from, like, do we know what sort of things this Twitter account has been correct on in the past?
This person had the Justin Jefferson thing ahead of time.
Okay.
It had the Jared Goff contract ahead of time, had the Trevor Lawrence contract ahead of time.
That's pretty good batting average.
This person seems to be an agent using a burner account or somebody affiliated with agencies.
But, so it's not going to happen today because today isn't, I don't understand why it's a slow news day.
Just Fridays in general?
Yeah, well, yeah. So the Friday news dump.
Why?
So yeah. The old school thought was you dump something at Friday at 5 o'clock and it's going to just kind of get buried in the news cycle because nobody's really paying attention over the weekend. Obviously, that's kind of something that's gone away in the 24-hour news cycle, sure. Social media, like everything gets blown up now. But the old school thought, 5 o'clock
news
dump.
Sure, after hearing that, you don't want to get in my wagon behind me or...
All right, well, let's work our way through this. We got time. Why would I be hesitant to buy into an internet rumor? Let's see. Did I make some calls and talk to some people who are typically in the know on these sort of things? Who can say? But it's possible that the people who cover these things for a living and have conversations with agents and sides and teams and things like that, GMs, for instance, are saying that it is not, in fact, imminent, that it is not, in fact, happening. It could, all right, we've talked about this, like, at any moment, the two sides could drop gloves and go, you know what, this is dumb, let's get this thing signed. What you're offering is great, it's close enough to what I want, or however it shakes out, or... You're right. You deserve all of the money. Let's go ahead and get this thing done. And it could happen. But from what I'm hearing from people who do this stuff, we're not there yet. There are conversations taking place, which I think has been happening for a while. But it is not done. That's the only reason I feel strong in my position.
So you got till Monday. Here. You got till Monday to get it done. Work through the weekend.
I love it.
I like my eyebrows.
I know. Yeah. This is why I said you guys have been bullying me since I walked in the door this morning of like, are you sure? You know, you should come on over. You don't know.
We just don't want you to have to walk. You can get in the wagon.
Chewy's okay. Big guy. He can handle
Gabe's
a lot.
In the I gave Gabe a cushion.
He's pulling. I mean, I don't know if we have any cushions left, but you know, you don't have to walk yourself.
Yeah.
How much of this, Gabe, is you just wanting the deal to be done? And Chewie has given you the spot. He has given you the spot on the wagon. And you're like, you know what? That looks comfy. It also aligns with what I would like to see happen. I would like to see this thing get done sooner rather than later. The longer it drags out, the worse I feel. The longer it drags out, the more troublesome for the Green Bay Packers. Therefore, this was an easy choice by me.
I mean, look, the people that I know that you've talked to, like, obviously respect them. But at the same time, like, if this guy...
Nailed the last three huge deals.
I don't think he's just putting his reputation out there for nothing either.
Well, there is no reputation.
Thank you.
It's a pseudonym. So he is just... I'm not ready to fully embrace Chewie's side. After talking with Jen, I'm now straddling the fence.
That's fine.
I was ready to smash the Chewie was right button, break it, wear it out, give it everything it's got.
Two straight hours of Chewie was right.
But after talking with Jen now, I'm a fence rider because this person has been right, but this person's always been, has also had stuff incorrect. So are we to believe that maybe they're closer than they were just 2 days ago, which is meaningful. But if the people we all go to information are saying, hey, hold off, I'm hesitant.
Yeah, hold off for now. What are they going to be saying on
Monday?
Yeah, because
they're probably ticked that this guy released it. Right?
Oh, so now those sides are kind of clamming up when some of the
he's a million percent right about that, just so you know. Like, that actually happens.
Yeah.
Like, because of the internet rumors and because of what people are saying online, sides, particularly teams, pay attention to that stuff. And they can, like you said, they can clam up, they can pull back, they can delay just for the sake of not letting something happen that has been reported as happening. That happens, I wouldn't say often, but often enough that it spooks the insiders. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That, like, putting information out there before the ink is dry, not even dry, like the ink is on the paper, can sometimes affect the progress of a deal. So that's a delicate, you know, that's a bear trap you want to avoid when you are existing in this space, which, by the way, I just want to put it out there, guys. Existing in that space is very difficult. I know it's not digging ditches and it's not right. Adam Schefter sometimes downplays existing in that insider role of, like, you know, it's not that hard. No one wants to hear about how hard. There are subtle nuances. There are landmines, if you will, that you can step on pretty easily. I know Packers fans and Wisconsin sports fans have given Adam a hard time at times over things that he has reported. So I don't envy it one bit. I could never do it. I want to be very clear on that. I don't want to do it. I could never do it. I admire and respect the people who do it. And those people are saying this morning that there is no deal right now between Jordan Love and the Green Bay Packers.
So they got to take it farther to quell the rumors. Look, all I'm basing this on is Jordan Love's reaction at his camp in the interview Murphy had with Bill Huber. Well, it's really up to Russ. It's a, you know, it's a crock of crap. Russ is going to him every, how will this affect the cap? That's what Murphy's asking him. How will this affect the cap down the line?
And Russ has an answer for him. And
Russ has no power. He's not deciding if this deal gets done or not.
Yeah.
So for Murphy to just push it all onto Russ is like, that's not how it works. I'm sorry.
I mean, Russ is the legal that, hey, here's the stack of papers that this contract is. Here's,
you know,
all
what
the
he
legalese.
Is? He's the speechwriter. He's writing the speech. He ain't delivering the speech. He ain't giving thumbs up on the speech. He's giving them a speech, and do you like it or not? No, go back and change it. Okay, I like it. I can run with it. That's it.
That might be one of the best analogies you've ever given.
Can I go home now? I was up way too late last night. Yeah.
What is way too late for you?
You know what I was talking about?
I was talking about
the RNC. Thank you for the tax dollars. Wonderful. But go home. I might be there after Thursday.
With his buddy who's in town.
11:15.
We were downtown?
No.
No.
Oh.
He was just up.
Oh.
Till 11:15.
Were you watching a speech?
No, I was on the boat.
Oh.
Ask him what time he went out on the boat.
Wasn't my fault. I'm Russ Ball here.
You're the one with the boat.
I know.
The Spaniard, your buddy, he doesn't own a boat up here.
I was perfectly fine going to bed at 10 o'clock instead of, hey, let's go on a boat ride. See, people think what we do is so, you just roll out of bed and throw, you know, a microphone and talk.
To be fair, that's what you do.
Let's just say.
That's a good point. I didn't think she was going to have a comeback for that.
What would lead them to this impression? All the work you're doing while you're on the boat, researching the topics we're talking about today?
That's a good point. Can we get to Jason?
We will. We'll get to Jason. 800-990-3776. I do want to know how people are feeling this morning about the rumor mill swirling. Does that make you feel like we must be getting closer? Whether you appreciate the credibility of the internet sources, whether you think like, oh, that's a good hit rate for throwing things out there. That's a good hit rate for insider information in the NFL. Or you're like, I don't know, a little hesitant. I think, Gabe, you're hopeful that the internet reports are accurate, right? Like, that would mean that there has been progress. That would mean we are close to putting this sucker behind us. That would mean we could get to actual football.
Yeah, 100%. And that's, I mean, yesterday we spent a lot of time talking about positional battles. And that's what I want to worry about during training camp. Not, is our quarterback going to be happy and is this going to be a distraction as he continues to grow and progress? Don't want to have to worry about that. Don't want to have to think about that.
And you can imagine that Jordan Love feels similarly.
100%.
Right? Wants this behind him, does not want to go into training camp and have to answer questions, because we saw how he and his camp responded to questions earlier this week. I am sure that that is lingering and hanging over his head.
And Brian Gutekunst doesn't want to have to keep answering questions about this, because training camp is the actual time he has to contractually meet with the media a couple times during training camp. He doesn't want to have to keep answering questions about that. He just wants to step up to a podium and announce, hey, we got this done. And I'm guessing Goody, especially after stepping up to a podium and saying Aaron Jones is going to be a Green Bay Packer, leaves because they cut him. He also said this offseason, oh, we want this. I think it's going to be done by training camp. He doesn't want to have those back-to-back blemishes on his record either. So I think that they, both sides, want to get this done and get it done before Monday.
My guess is the agent threw out there, hey, he's not going to practice. And it hasn't gotten out there, but that's their leverage. Well, how would you feel if Jordan Love said, no, I'm not until I sign?
How do you feel about Sean Clifford taking snaps on Monday?
Yeah, not great.
We ran this through when Shefty told us it wasn't expected to be done by camp through a baby pool. We all picked dates. Chewy had Monday. I believe you had August 1st, Jen.
Yep.
And Gabe had August 30th. I was the furthest out of September 5th. I want to join Jen at August 1st. With the rumors starting now and there being sort of, even if it's not done as we were led to believe, I do think we are much closer than I believe we were at that point. So I want to move my schedule way up and join Jen's camp. I no longer want to be in the September camp.
It's going to happen Monday.
Yeah.
Just come on. Just, there's a little room.
All right.
I'm dipping my toe. I have to jump in
fully. Well, you got an hour and how many minutes?
44.
44 minutes.
It just switched.
You were
that would have been 45.
It's tough to be condescending and then get the answer wrong.
Yeah, the tone was already established, but I was like, "Oh no!" Yeah, I had committed to the tone before I was certain of the answer. That's on me. That's my bad.
Joshy,
as much as I would love to have you on my August
1st, are you going backwards?
No.
Okay.
What I was going to say is, could I make it August 26th? Or, I mean, dang it. These things are really messing me up this morning. Could I make it July 26th? Could I move to a July 26th date?
I don't know if I'm there yet.
Okay. You want the August 1st and I'll take the July 26th?
I think we could switch.
We could slide.
Switcheroo.
All right. I'll take the July 26th, which is 1 week from today. You take the August 1st. We are moving closer towards present day and Chewy will still hang on to Monday. Do you want to join Chewy's camp? 800-990-3776. Chewy says it will be done by Monday, announced on Monday. Or you're saying it's done. It will be
announced. I'm saying it's done. It'll be announced. Look, we're playing blackjack. I got a king showing. Okay? I've got a king.
What's the dealer got?
He's got a six. I'm feeling pretty good.
What do I got?
You're not playing.
You're not even at the table.
Yeah.
This is the bullying I was talking about at the beginning of the show. We got to get to Jason Wilde. He's coming up next. We'll ask Jason what he is hearing about Jordan Love and whether or not fans should be buying into the rumors that are swirling on Packers Twitter. That's next.
Ready? Hunt.
All Packers, all the time.
He was a field-tilting player, and the reason why Gabe and many others are so concerned is that this guy's on the field, he changes the offensive dynamic. They are a different offense when he is there.
Okay, most of the time.
You know, Homer calls Matt LaFleur soft all the time. Matt LaFleur is like Vince Lombardi compared to me.
It's Jason Wilde on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
Friday to you, Jason Wilde. How are you doing this morning?
Happy Friday to you, pretty Jenny, pretty Gaby, and pretty Chewy.
That would be a reference to the gentleman that we assume. I don't know. It's a pseudonym.
So. Oh, I got it. Okay.
Pseudonym is Ricky, a great word.
Took me a while.
Yeah it's going to really take you a while most days, but now without your 8 hours to get your 5 hours.
Yeah.
You're going to be struggling today.
So, Jason.
I don't even want to know. Yeah. I don't even want to know. Yeah.
What do you do when your kids don't go to bed on time, Jason? Is there punishment? Do we need to, like, reprimand Chewy for not getting any sleep last night?
I don't think so. I don't know because, again, couch teases me because I act like I've got perfect kids and I don't. But there is one thing that they are perfect about is that this bedtime thing. Now, maybe this is influence. You know, Paula deals with some fatigue from her post-cancer drug, so she goes to bed really early. But, like, I have never had a problem with them getting them to go to bed. So I don't know of what you speak, so we'll just move on to all the conjecture about this contract because, gosh darn it, this is so much fun, and I'm not tired of it at all.
Mm. That was sarcasm.
Jason, nailed it. Way to go, Pretty Jenny.
Do you know the contracts that this Pretty Ricky has nailed this offseason?
So he got Trevor Lawrence before it happened, and I think he got Jared Goff right before.
And he got Jefferson.
Correctly.
He got Justin Jefferson,
yes,
too.
And he got Jefferson.
So what do you do with that?
So
what do you do with it?
Well, I say kudos to you, Pretty Ricky. But that doesn't, like, look, Adam Schefter and Ian Rappaport and Diana Rossini and Tom Pelissero and Mike Garofolo, they're great at what they do. I could never do it. I have so much respect for them. They seem oftentimes consumed by the job, which I just don't ever really want to be. But they get stuff wrong too, right? Like, or they get beat. So that's the game. And I would feel fairly confident that whatever Pretty Ricky's sourcing is, you know, he's got something. I mean, he's connected in some way to the agent game, and he deserves a ton of credit. I don't personally like people who, or I don't like, it's not that I don't like people who, I don't like it when people don't put their name on it, as Herm Edwards would say. Put your name on it. I try to use anonymous sources pretty sparingly, and I think the people that I just mentioned do a good job of sourcing and for news. But, again, they're not always right either. And I'm sure the next time Adam joins you, I don't think he'll want to do this, but he can go through a list of times he's been wrong. So, you know, that's not a slight on Pretty Ricky. I think that's just the reality that, you know, that's what happens to everybody. So we'll see. I don't know. I don't know if Pretty Ricky is right or wrong. I don't know if Schefter or anybody else who's, you know, Adam told you guys that he didn't think it would be done by Monday. So you put that all together, and we'll just keep playing this game and having fun doing it.
That was also sarcasm. I heard it. It wasn't as dripping or as obvious as the first time, but I definitely heard the sarcasm there, Gabe.
Would potentially Mark Murphy kind of intervene here, Jason, just because this is going to be Mark's last shareholder meeting? And I'm guessing...
I don't think so.
What do you mean?
I don't think he's going to intervene because he wants to get it done.
Well, because
so they can, like, celebrate it.
Get a big splash. Like what we know about Mark is he's got a big ego, and this being his last shareholders meeting, wouldn't he want to have this big splash and have it announced on Monday?
I assume he's more focused on making sure he gets the big laughs because, you know, he's a stand-up comedian trapped in the body of a team president.
He should hire you to write some jokes, Jason.
Hmm.
I'd be great at that. The dad jokes would crush it. I've thought from the beginning how it would be really great synergy if the deal got done in time for the first day of camp. He practices, then you're celebrating it during the shareholders meeting. That it would be great, right? We all agree on that. But again, I don't think you want to do things because they're good PR or because they work well with the schedule. And so, you know, I'll tell you this. I was at the ESPN Milwaukee Delzer Open, and so I wasn't at the sit-down we have with Mark Murphy in advance of the shareholders meeting to talk finances. And from what I understand, he was very, very, very disappointed that I wasn't there. Again, that's where you say
that's sarcasm.
But Bill Huber, being the good friend that he is, sent me the transcript of their conversation with him. And at one point, Bill Huber asked him about the contract and whether it was close or whether it was important to get it done in time for the shareholders meeting. And he said, that's Russ's area. Now, he could easily be just saying that because he didn't want to answer the question. But I do think that when it comes to the negotiation and the structure that it's all Russ. And then do Goody and the president get into, all right, well, we got to up the ante here. We got to get this done. You know, the organization is willing to overpay a little bit to get this done, whatever that might look like. Yeah, I think probably. But for right now, like, again.
Yeah, but Russ Ball, Jason, isn't the end-all, be-all. He's not making the final decision.
Right. He's not saying, we're not paying this guy if he's not going to take $42 million a year. But at the same time, I do think that, you know, to me, this was always the question. And I, again, I have really reduced my social media usage. But, like, when I would come on here and say this or on our other shows that, hey, what are they going to do if it's not done by the first practice? And is Jordan going to practice or not? It was like I'm some sort of Chicken Little who's just trying to stir the pot. And that's not it at all. I'm certainly not rooting for that to be the scenario. But you have to, Jen's done this for a really long time, too. She just doesn't look like she's aged as much as me. But, like, it's our job in journalism to cover all the bases, including the, you know, less than awesome scenario for Packers fans in which the deal doesn't get done, things turn a little acrimonious, and Jordan faces the decision on whether to participate in practices or whether to do the Rodney Dangerfield Caddyshack, oh my arm, and not be able to go. Like, we saw it with our own eyes with Za'Darius Smith. Za'Darius Smith was pissed that he was out of guaranteed money in his contract. He wanted more. And so this phantom back injury cropped up during that training camp, and he didn't participate. I still never got it confirmed if he actually had surgery on his back, because that's selling the bluff if that's what happened. But we saw it with T.J. Watt, right? T.J. Watt was very upfront about it with the Steelers. I'm going to report, but I'm not going to practice. Like, I don't relish that, because quite frankly, there's a bunch of really good stories about this football team to be told this season. I don't really want to spend the first week of camp on Love Watch and talking only about that. Like, there's a lot of other cool stuff about this team to talk about. So I'm not rooting for that to happen, but it is a possibility. I don't even know if it's a probability, but I've been telling folks it's a possibility, and it still is. Hopefully I'm wrong, and hopefully the deal gets done Sunday, not when we're trying to do something as a family before camp starts, or Monday, and everyone's happy, and we can all pop the champagne, and some liquor store vendor can break the news like they did with Pat Mahomes' deal.
Let's pivot very quickly, Jason, before we let you go. Yesterday, the SEC Network announced that Randall Cobb is going to be joining them as an analyst for the upcoming season. There has been no formal announcement about the end of Randall Cobb's NFL career. Should Packers fans and NFL fans be interpreting this as Randall Cobb is done playing football?
No, I saw he's one of my guys. And not as much as Chewy, obviously, but guys. And you got it, bud. And I sent him a note. And then I saw he also tweeted out later that this is not his retirement. So he's keeping the door open if somebody needs, an older slot receiver to try and fulfill their wide receiver group. But he is, look, if, as Tausch likes to say, the league retires you, right? Most of the time. So he's keeping the door open, but whether or not anyone's going to knock on it is another question entirely.
All right, Jason, we appreciate your insight and your perspective. Have a great weekend. I know you said you guys are doing some family stuff before training camp.
Super tramp. I love that band.
I smooshed them together. Band. I smooshed them together.
Who's the one who didn't get any sleep last night?
Yeah, what time did you go to bed?
I'm doing an experiment. We'll talk about it during the
week. It ain't working.
And I'm starting to realize that, to be perfectly honest with you. All right, Jason, we'll talk to you again soon.
All right, guys. Take care. Be good.
You can listen to Jason Wilde on Wilde and Tausch right after Jen, Gabe, and Chewy each and every weekday here on 94.5 ESPN Milwaukee.
It doesn't matter what age you are. Low testosterone can be an issue with any guy. And that's where Mentality comes in. A local healthcare facility specifically dedicated to helping men feel and perform at their very best. So what does that mean? Well, low testosterone. Maybe that can leave you tired, groggy. Just don't feel like yourself. Don't have that energy to attack the day the way you once did. And it's easy to find out if that's an issue with you. You go to Mentality, lowtusa.com, book an appointment, go through the process. After a blood panel, within a week, your results are back. And if your testosterone levels are low, you can work with Mentality and they will put together a customized testosterone treatment plan just for you. This isn't one size fits all. They want to make sure your levels are where they need to be. So go to lowtusa.com. Mentality allows treatment to fit into every guy's lifestyle. Learn more about Mentality and their low testosterone treatments, lowtusa.com.
It's Friday, and that means it's time to check in with GKB President Craig Karmazin.
Gabe, you're right. I actually just looked at the stats. No hypocrite has ever won a championship.
Fridays with Mo.
Mark Attanasio, the last thing he wanted to do was play a video and tribute Craig Council in any way. So I give Mark Attanasio a ton of credit.
Craig Karmazin on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy is sponsored by Landworks Landscape Services. Their creative and talented team will design, build, enhance, and maintain beautiful landscapes in southeastern Wisconsin. Learn more and see their work at landworkswisconsin.com.
It's
got to get right to it with Craig Karmazin this morning. No time to waste. Good morning, Craig. How are you?
Good morning.
Vietnam. Okay, let's get right to it. We are talking about Jordan Love. There's rumors swirling on the internet. Pretty Ricky is doing his thing where he puts stuff out there. And again, I just went through his Twitter account. There's a lot of stuff out there. The draft thing is the one thing that just like piques my interest. Like, how do you know all of the draft picks ahead of time? That's where I start to go, okay, you're in this little sect of the world now, right? Anyway, I don't want to get into that. We said yesterday that we were doing a baby pool of when we thought the Jordan Love contract would get done. And I'm scrolling, and I can't find it right now on our Twitter page. But Chewy was on Monday. I said August 1st. Gabe, you said what?
I said Monday.
No, you
didn't. Yeah,
I love it.
Nope.
Yeah,
nope.
Gabe was August 30th.
Thank you, Joshy. At least somebody around here wants to be honest.
With Chewy from day one.
Pretty Gabe-y. So where do you stand on that? When do you think the Jordan Love contract gets signed, sealed, and delivered?
I think it's like right around that. You know, I'm with you, Jen. I'm probably in the July 29th. Is that, you know...
Why?
Hedging a little too much?
Next Friday.
Is it?
Why July 29th
you,
is...
Yeah. Why wouldn't you just get it done?
Following Monday, yeah.
Why wouldn't you just get it done, Craig? Before the smash, everyone will be excited. Why wait a week?
Yeah. Again, every time you wait with a quarterback, you just pay more. And my point with Jordan Love is you should very intentionally lose this negotiation with Jordan Love. Whatever he wants, you should be giving him, and you should be irresponsible financially in this negotiation with Jordan Love. There's been 25 years of disagreements with your quarterback. Let your quarterback win this negotiation. Have your quarterback feel like the organization completely is bought in and trusts him, because over the next 12 to 15 years, if he's the guy you think he is, you're going to be asking him to give back money to help the team be better. And it's going to be a lot easier to do that if when he needs the money the most, when he's at the beginning of his career, you overpay him. So whatever Jordan Love deserves, he should be overpaid, because we know the salary cap's going to be going up, and he should be overpaid.
So what would your feelings be if Jordan Love Sunday night says, you know, I've been instructed by my agent not to practice until this deal is done?
I would say that's totally understandable. And I should say, well, what do you need to sign a contract? And then when he told me what it was, I would say, okay, that sounds like a good idea. We'll sign that contract with you.
Hasn't that ship already sailed, though, Craig?
No. I mean, if you believe that Jordan Love is who all these people believe he is, and maybe, I mean, the Packers didn't believe in him in the offseason, maybe the Packers just still don't buy into him. That is possible.
Hold on. I want to be clear. Hasn't the ship of give Jordan whatever he wants already sailed, because we find ourselves here at this proverbial impasse? If they were taking the path that you are suggesting, they would have already done it. The guy would be signed, pen to paper, and we would be already, you know, popping champagne and celebrating. But because we're still here, you know, as training camp is getting underway, it leads me to believe the Packers are resistant, reluctant to do what you're suggesting. So to me, that ship has already sailed.
Because is this like the Corbin Burns, like we're trying to grind him? Is this, I mean, ultimately, I understand trying to be financially responsible, but, you know, I don't think the ship's ever sailed, right? If they changed their minds and called him today and gave him what he wanted, I don't think he would say the ship has sailed. You know, I think if the ship had sailed, he would have made some public comment that he didn't want to be a part of the organization, or that this was going to be his, you know, he'd put up a last dance emoji, which I don't think he's doing.
Who do you think the fans would blame if Monday morning he's not practicing?
They would blame Jordan Love.
Ah, really?
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing. I mean, we talked about on our show who's the best run organization in the state, and 90% said the Green Bay Packers are the best run organization, professional sports organization in the state. And with how well the Milwaukee Brewers and Milwaukee Bucks are run, the fact that 90% of people, I mean, it's hard to get 90% of people to agree on anything, said the Green Bay Packers. There is a blind loyalty to the Green Bay Packers based on what they have been over the last 30 years.
Why do you think there's that? I mean, 90%, Craig. Like, they're trying to cheap out on their rent in Green Bay. They just said, well, unless you lower our rent, we're not going to put $80 million worth of renovations into the stadium, which is going to impact, I guess, fans for the draft.
Right after they got a check for $402 million.
Yeah, for the season. So I am fascinated because we did the same thing, and it's just I haven't figured out why. I mean, you can be a fan of the team and also recognize that there are some warts.
What is your favorite, like, childhood memory? Like, is there a candy? Is there, like, a pet you had? Is there, like, a whatever it is? Like, because that is what the Green Bay Packers are for the majority of the state of Wisconsin, even when you're not even talking to sports fans. And the idea of the story of the Packers, the idea of what they are and what they mean, I don't think the Packers could do anything that could mess that up. And I just think football is that big, and the Packers story owned by the fans in the smallest market of any professional sports team in North America, like, people just love it. And the Packers could do whatever they want, and people will be okay with them.
We talked to Jason a few moments ago, Craig, about the Randall Cobb situation, and Joshy posed this question to us. Has there ever been a better friend move than Aaron Rodgers personally extending Randall Cobb's career? What was your take on how all that went down? You know, Rodgers going to New York, and then, of course, wanting Randall on the team with him. Cobb is going to be doing some work for the SEC Network, but Jason Wilde told us just a few moments ago he is not officially retiring. This is not his retirement.
Yeah, I mean, I believe that rosters, you know, and careers and everything have so much to them. And I think the Packers have been so smart. Like, we've seen it over the last few years of being young and, you know, being efficient and all that. But I tend to think that, you know, championship organizations, forget about football teams, need a diversity to them. And when you look at, and Chewy could speak better to this because he may disagree when it comes to football, but a wide receiver room, any position room, benefits from diversity. And so if you're not paying someone that much money and they have a bunch of experience and they bring a different point of view and skill set to a room, I think while that might be a friend move and all of that kind of stuff, I think Randall Cobb and people who have different levels of experience have so much more to give to an organization.
Yeah, like Mercedes Lewis. He probably shouldn't have been around, but he was such a great locker room guy.
He's still around.
Still, he just got buried.
Yeah, I'm saying in Green Bay, he's such a great locker room guy. And locker room's important. A lot of people discount it, but it's very important.
I'm saying, Chewy, at a 53, can you afford to have three guys who maybe aren't, you know, who are maybe smarter than they are talented at that point, or can you not do that on an NFL roster?
Three might be pushing it, you know. Because what's it? What's active? Is it still 47 on game day, or is it 53?
It's not 50. It's, I think it's 47.
47. Yeah. So when you're running into special teams, three guys that aren't gonna, that should be playing special teams and they aren't, that's a tough nut to cover. But with that,
right,
Craig,
you're saying you can't just have your fifth receiver not play special
not
teams.
Playing. Nice little pivot here for me. What are the Bucs doing with Thanasis?
I mean, Thanasis is a free agent. There's nothing to be done with Thanasis right now.
So you're saying he will not be in a Bucs uniform next year?
No, I'm not saying that. I have no idea, but he is. I mean, he has an injury to recover from. He's in Greece recovering from his injury, and you can't sign someone to a contract when they're, you know, as injured as he is. So
can they be in the can they be in the building if they're not under contract?
Yeah, I think they could be in the building, sure. Especially, I mean, I would think a lot of relatives of players are in the building. So I would think he'd be able to be in the building either on his own or, you know, if he happened to be visiting a family member. But yeah, I mean, the NBA is so different than the NFL, Chewy. Like, Thanasis is part of the family. Like, if you think he's not being rehabbed by the Bucks personnel right now and being working with them, then you're crazy, right? Like, this, you know, it's
can they do that though, Craig?
The way things work in the NBA.
Like, per the CBA, can the team just rehab on our dime?
I don't know. From a liability standpoint, he's not an employee of the building.
Yeah, and you know, and he's in Greece right now, you know, with the Olympics. So I have no idea on the building or anything like that. But what I could tell you is that when OJ Mayo, you know, had been on drugs and got suspended and was off the team, like, in the NBA, O.J. Mayo was then, like, brought back, like, on, like, the owner's team plane and, like, appreciated for, like, how he had helped younger players develop and all that, where, like, in the NFL, he would have been left for dead. So you could imagine if that was how O.J. Mayo was treated, you could imagine Thanasis is going to be treated incredibly well by this organization.
Craig, last thing for you. The 33rd team picked Aaron Rodgers as the greatest Packers quarterback ever. Do you agree that of the quarterbacks who have suited up for the green and gold, Aaron Rodgers is the greatest to ever do it?
Well, first, quick question. Was it like, were they ranking the skills of the quarterback or the accomplishment of the quarterback?
I believe all of the above. Joshy?
Yeah, it was factoring in all those things. Individual accomplishments and team accomplishments.
Yeah, I mean, because for me, it's hard to not say it's Bart Starr, like, in terms of team accomplishment and, like, what you do this whole thing for. But the position was a different position. If you ask me who the best quarterback in the history of the Packers was, there's no doubt it was Aaron Rodgers. Like, he was a better quarterback than Brett Favre. I mean, we all watched him each week, and he just didn't make the mistakes Brett made, and he still made all the plays. But, I mean, the most accomplished is obviously Bart Starr. But if you're asking what quarterback do you start a Packers team with, it's Aaron Rodgers.
All right, Craig, we appreciate you hanging out with us this morning. Have a great weekend. We'll talk to you again next week.
I was supposed to be eating for 24 hours today, and, I got denied.
What? What do you mean you got denied? Because of the RNC? Security breach? Safety
too
issue?
Busy and yep. All this RNC stuff. So we're looking to reschedule.
Sounds like a cop.
Off my bed.
George Webb only has one restaurant in Milwaukee.
Well, he's saying that like the support staff here.
Yeah, they said the marketing.
Sounds like someone's trying to bail.
It does. It sounds like Craig wants to do it, and he's not getting the support.
No, don't.
Craig.
Ask Kyle. Have Kyle on. Kyle told me I'm not allowed to do it, that the marketing team and the support team.
I think Craig wants to do it. He wants to get it done. He wants it out, like the Jordan Love contract. He wants it off of his plate.
He wants it to go away. Football season starting.
How come you and I are fighting today? What's that
because
about?
He held your... He made you. He threatened you to take the SEC. Do not fall into his BS, okay? It's a Friday news dump. Am I right? That's what he's doing.
Wait, I threatened her to take
Is
threatened her to take the SEC to?
Yeah, that's what I was waiting for, yes.
When do you, did you reschedule?
He doesn't get it.
I asked when it could be, and they have not given me a date.
He's a worm.
All right. Someone who famously hasn't paid off any back here.
I admit it, Gabe. I admit it. I don't pay my back.
Wait, this is a takes one to know one situation?
Yes. Yes.
Wait, weren't you supposed to give Homer
go. Start your weekend. Go away. Go start your weekend. We're done with you.
Isn't that convenient? Thanks for hanging out with us, Craig. All right, we got to take a break on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy, but we roll on right after this.
Ewald Automotive knows summer is meant to be spent outside. That's why they help you get in and out in about an hour. Shop over 1,400 vehicles priced to sell during their Buys of Summer sales events, and they won't be beat on price guaranteed. It's only at Ewald. It includes their exclusive 20-year, 200,000-mile warranty with your purchase. 11 brands, 10 locations, one easy experience. It's where I got my car. It's where I get my car serviced. Great, helpful, friendly team at Ewald Automotive. Again, they make it easy. Just go to ewaldauto.com.
This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
What's the one thing you say almost weekly here on the show?
Less eat.
Try again.
I don't know.
What's the one thing you've got?
Big boobs.
You've got time.
Oh, time.
You've got time.
Yes. Yeah, you're right.
We got there.
I needed a few more hints.
Yeah. What? You put you in a... That's Dave's fault.
On 94.5 ESPN.
If you love sports betting, you got to make your way to the Sportsbook at Pottawatomie Casino Hotel Milwaukee. It has everything a sports fanatic could want and more. Get the ultimate experience. It's got seating for over 200 people, a broadcast booth, a first-class bar, a brand-new restaurant called The Kitchen, a VIP deck that you and your friends can rent out for special occasions, and, of course, that video wall over 2,000 square feet. It is a new era of sports betting at Pottawatomie. Get in on the action at the new Sportsbook at Pottawatomie Casino Hotel. We disagree with people. We disagree amongst ourselves, but we disagree with people on things. And one of the things we, Jen, Gabe, and Chewy, the collective, disagree with is what Jordan Love needed to work on this offseason. It is not what someone else is saying Jordan Love worked on this offseason. So does that mean that Jordan Love wasn't working on the thing that we think he needed to be working on this offseason? Certainly hope not. We'll talk about that right after this on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.